Next Level Pet People give their dogs next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. The one-and-done monthly treatment protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. NexGard Plus comes in a tasty beef-flavored chew, so you don't have to use next level tricks to get your dog to take it. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Talk to your vet about NexGard Plus for next-level protection for your dog.
Welcome to Tip TV Finance, and it's that time of the week when we are joined by Ken Odoluga, who gets here on time. He's just like, you're like a robot. You're here every day at the right time. But wonderful to see you today, and you've got three charts to look at, and well, let's have a look at the first one.
Well, I'd say this is still the stock story of the week, and it's Rolls-Royce, good old Rolly. So what's happened here is that they've released their final earnings. We know about this, it was in the news. I love the news. A slightly deeper than expected loss for the year, and taking them to a record loss ever. But the underlying earnings...
Because they've been paying out.
Yeah, the paying out, and then the sort of like internal impairment charge. There was a big impairment charge in this the last quarter of Q4. Various operational issues with Marine, so on and so forth. But the main thing is that earnings-wise, I think they're doing quite well on an underlying basis. We saw a 49% rise in underlying earnings. If only underlying earnings were what made the world go round. Unfortunately, that's not what makes the world go round. It's actual money.
Well, if they stop getting fined for the brown,
yes,
brown,
yes.
Brown envelopes.
Yeah, it's like, don't count that, count this. So we do actually have to count the legal costs, okay. Unfortunately. But what I wanted to say about the chart is that... now, this chart I pulled today, what I was trying to point out on the day, the actual earnings, I believe it was Wednesday or Tuesday, was that we're at a very, very important pivot, which I believe is around the 700, 705, it's there. You can clearly see that the price starts acting very erratically whenever it hits that, whether it's on the upside down here from July 2015, the downside maybe 4 months later, again in March of 2016, and... Again, most recently, I believe in October last year, November, broken through. So it's a very, very important support stroke resistance. We broke above it most recently this month, but we seem to be toying with that level again, and we are close to the apex of a wedge, which may be a continuation chart. We need to really sustainably hold above that 705 level, maybe slightly higher, to actually guarantee that we are past this phase. You can see there's this declining trend here. It goes all the way back up to, well, I've written it, July 2016. I think it goes back at least about a year. So, and it's tagged it about three times during that time.
I just don't know what your opinion is on that, the late 2015, early 2016, because you had that gap to the downside and then gap higher.
Yes.
Island reversal. I'm just getting into charting.
Yes, this was great. Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
And so basically, I mean, that's, you know, the market was just heading down and then total U-turn.
Yeah.
And really, we've had higher highs and higher lows since then. So really, looks like a confirmed recovery.
I wouldn't be so convinced myself. I mean, I think, you know, we could definitely have some sort of, I don't want to say fake out, but it could definitely go through the 705.
Or it could have run its course.
It might well have done. My view is that I err on the side of recovery. I think fundamentally it makes sense that you know, we are past the worst. I think that, you know, this sort of declining trend really is no longer sustainable. We've got to break really through to the upside. But if we don't, it's possible we could really see, you know, further tests of some of these lows that you can see here, possibly even as low back to the 600, 650. Which was in June. That's probably the pessimistic case.
So it's like waiting for 660 or 760 to break.
Yeah, I think we really need to get past that. That declining trend is probably the key signal. If we break above it, then you know, the recovery has begun.
Okay, let's go on to the next situation, which is another slightly defense. Painful.
Yeah, another defense name, but a much smaller one. This is FTSE 250 Cobham. The fifth profit warning in less than 2 years. The last one was like just about a month ago. I have a sort of aerospace and defense contact who basically was warning me about this like years and years and years ago, you know, that Japan, China, other countries are eating their lunch in terms of they produce ceramics and other sort of like goods which are made into aerospace space and defense products, and they also have a few key units like the air-to-air refueling apparently.
Could it be that other countries in this sector, other companies from other countries don't have quite the same moral scruples as the UK. So therefore, they've got a competitive advantage.
Yes, I mean, Rolls-Royce is a great example of that. without getting into that, it's a great name, a great company, not particularly well run in the last, say, 10 years. And that's what we're seeing. Essentially, new CEO at the beginning of this year, which was just a few weeks ago. You know, you don't really need to do much technical analysis on this. Yeah, massive declining trend. It's very, very hard to draw any sort of line here. That gap, though, should be a bit of a warning for the sellers. I looked at the short selling data before I came along. It peaked. The short selling data, I believe, peaked the highest it has been since the FCA has been requiring large shorters to disclose their data about a month ago at around about 3.7% of the float. It's currently about 2.87%. That would still be considered high by, you know, sort of people in the equity space. So it's still quite high. You should expect lots of dislocations from any sort of like bad news. But if anyone attempted to chase it a bit, chase it further, perhaps should tarry a bit, particularly with that gap, which in all probability will be filled in the short to medium term. But nevertheless, there's not a great deal of hope to offer this one, I think.
Okay, and finally?
Yes, could we be seeing the small green shoots of growth in the Eurozone? There's all sorts of ways that you can sort of like see that. I'm looking at the Q4 earnings collected by Thomson Reuters IBES, a 3.5% rise compared to Q4 2015. If you include the oil companies, which of course they've messed things up, 15% rise. Obviously they're rebounding from, you know, the sharp declines in earnings over the years, the last couple of years. This, I think, although the end of the year was, by the end of the year, we still were slightly lower on the year before, we are now seeing some clear recovery in Stoxx 600 earnings, the biggest 600 listed companies in the Eurozone. And I think the chart reflects that. Now, this is quite a noisy and messy chart. I beg your pardon for this. As you can see, we are... just regard that those two lines as a very, very basic standard deviation. We are no longer respecting that standard deviation. The orderliness of the decline, I think, also has been disrupted. Clearly, I mean, I've used a stochastic oscillator, the slow one, as the sort of like indicator on this one. Clearly, it looks like it's getting a little bit overstretched, as all major indices around the world, S&P, Dow, so on and so forth, are getting a bit overstretched, and we should see some sort of like consolidation. But, you know, you can clearly see all these sort of like major levels here, that 0%, which I believe is the sort of the top of this retracement, this one over here to there, should provide some support. You can clearly see there was a bit of consolidation, the tightening of the bars. Again, it was a resistance on the upside. So long as that holds, then really this story carries on. If you look at the earnings themselves, they're not brilliant. You know, they're still most. If you look at the sort of like, if you've got a table, the sort of winners and the sort of like losers, there are more countries on the losing side. And the, you know, United Kingdom 80% rise on year on year earnings in 2016, obviously reflecting the fact that we had a really bad year in the year before. So there are disparities. There are sort of like questionable aspects of this. But I think the momentum is sufficient and credible enough to actually mean that we might very well have passed the worst phase for their stocks.
On that cheerful note, we will touch wood. And thank Ken Odoluga, market analyst at City Index, for coming in today.
My pleasure.